Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Thursday the 14th of May. The Sun is in Taurus, ruled by Venus, planets are saying.
Patience is a...
virtue.
And Jupiter, expansion, abundance, goes retrograde until the 12th of September. So now we've got Venus and Jupiter.
We'll be patient.
Okay. You know what they say about hard work being its own reward, right? To best maneuver through this world and make Jupiter's four-month retrograde palatable, err on the side of making love not war, friends not enemies, etc., instead of polarizing and him or me-izing, which, astrologers honor, will only create a major mess and vex people you'd just as soon have in your corner. And while you're at it, not so fast. Seriously, don't be so quick to decline assorted invitations to go about achieving an objective or long-range goal in a different way, including but not limited to switching organizations or affiliations. Indeed, the planets have decided to intervene and take a hand in your affairs, with an eye towards shaking things up a tad and perhaps even adjusting, or perhaps even accelerating. With an eye towards shaking things up a tad and perhaps even adjusting, or even accelerating, the timetable. So the more time you spend laying the groundwork or shoring up any weak spots in the program or foundation, the sooner you'll see your payoff or handsome reward for being such a good scout. Practically, though, be aware, this presumes the fundamental premise of the project or relationship is sound, and you aren't trying to make a pig fly or any other entertaining but essentially inefficient activity.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Jupiter retrograde until September.
Taurus, Sagittarius, Capricorn, everyone.
And if one's birthday, 14th of May.
Okay, so it may emerge that certain adventurous projects, life alterations, or relocations to foreign climes take longer to develop than you would have hoped or had allotted. And while mildly disconcerting, this is hardly the end of the world. And provided you keep banging away at the plan and ignoring minor checks or hiccups, it's entirely reasonable to assume that all's well that ends well.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.